presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack Dee.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. We come to you from Ipswich, known as England's most interesting town 600 years ago. In the 14th century, there were two leper hospitals located just outside Ipswich. To prevent the spread of disease, the lepers were forbidden from travelling into town, although, to be fair, it would have been virtually impossible for any of them to thumb a lift. Ipswich's best-known son is Cardinal Thomas Wolsey. Wolsey became so important in the country, he was actually known as Henry VIII's right-hand man, which must have come in very handy between marriages. The association with Ipswich of Lord Kitchener of Khartoum is evident in the town as well, with local place names such as Khartoum Road, Omdurman Terrace, and of course the Wicks Bathroom and Kitchener Centre. Ipswich is home to the oldest church bells in the world, known as the Wolsey Bells, which were cast in 1440 and whose chimes can be heard up to 5 miles away. And the town also produced the world's first commercially available lawnmower in 1902, powered by an internal combustion engine. It's this extraordinary world-beating double achievement which has ensured that no one in Ipswich has had a Sunday lion for over 500 years. Let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Andy Hamilton and Henning Vane. And on my left, Vicky Pepperdine and Ipswich resident Omid Jalili. And taking his place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome our resident tree trunk in trunks, the immaculate Sven. Well, we start this week with a game to make Henning feel at home. It's called German Jokes. It's actually the second time we've tried this round on the show. Unfortunately, the last time we played it, Henning came out the loser. And sadly, if history has taught us anything, Henning, it won't be second time lucky for you. Well, many British people are inclined to believe the mistaken stereotype that Germans have no sense of humour. And to disprove this, Henning has brought along some of his favourite examples of German humour to share with us. So, Henning, if you'd be kind enough to start us off by telling a typical German joke, and I'll ask the others to share some of their favourites as well.
Thank you, Jack. How do you make a Venetian blind? You take pieces of slatted wood and join them together with cord.
How many Germans does it take to change a light bulb? Why would it take more than one? It is a simple procedure.
Andy.
Two nuns are taking a bath. One says, "Where's the soap?" And the other one says, "Having two nuns in one bath is very unhygienic."
I've got a nun one as well, actually. Two nuns are riding a tandem along a cobbled street. One says, "I've never come this way before." And the other one says, "No, me neither. I normally use a vibrator."
What do you call a deer with no eyes? Very easy dinner for a large predator.
What do you call a man with a spade in his head? An ambulance.
What's black and white with red spots? A zebra about to be assassinated by multiple laser-sighted firearms.
Doctor, doctor, I keep thinking I'm a dog. Well, you're not. Next patient, please.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the toilet? Because it's considerate enough to urinate against the porcelain.
How many elephants can you fit into a mini? It depends whether they are still alive or you have dismembered them.
Why did my grandfather cross the road? To occupy France.
Well, time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. It's a complicated round which bears some explanation. Try to imagine a song as being like the swamplands of the southeastern United States. The swamp itself represents the tune, while the numerous native alligators represent different lyrics. Thus, as one alligator or lyric is stealthily replaced in a swamp or tune by another alligator or lyric, so the tune of one song can be sung to the lyrics of another. Of course, when rogue alligators become a menace to homeowners, they are captured, bound in duct tape, and relocated. During a trip to Florida, I was lucky enough to witness this happening. And it's certainly not that often that you see a prehistoric creature thrashing hopelessly about on the Keys. Which reminds me of the piano, Colin Sell. Colin tells us in the 1980s he used to manage level 42, and to this day it's still the NCP's highest multi-story car park. Start with you, Andy Hamilton. I'd like you to sing the words of Rasputin by Boney M. to the tune of Danny Boy.
There lived a certain man in Russia long ago. He was big and strong, in his eyes a flaming glow. Most people looked at him with terror and with fear, but to Moscow chicks he was such a lovely dear. Rah-rah Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen. There was a cat that really was gone. Rah, rah, Rasputin, Russia's greatest love machine. It was a shame how he carried on.
Okay, your turn now, Henning Vane. I'd like you to sing the words of the German national anthem to the tune of This Old House by Shaken Stevens.
Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit für das deutsche Vaterland. Danach lasst uns alle streben, brüderlich mit Herz und Hand. Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit sind des Glückes unser Fang. Blühe im Glanze dieses Glückes, blühe deutsches Vaterland. Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit für das deutsche Vaterland. Danach lasst uns alle streben, brüderlich mit Herz und Hand. Einigkeit und Recht und Freiheit sind des Glückes unser Pfand. Blühe im Glanze dieses Glückes, blühe deutsches Vaterland.
Thank you, Henning. Well, I must say, I didn't expect the audience here to start goose-stepping, but that was really... Your turn now, Vicky Pepperdine. I'd like you to sing the words of Don'tcha by the Pussycat Dolls to the tune of Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World.
I know you like me. Yeah, I know you do. That's why whenever I come around, she's all over you. And I know you want it. Somebody make some noise! It's easy to see. And in the back of your mind, I know that you should be on with me. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
And finally, Ome Jalili, I'd like you to sing the words of Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing to the tune of My Favourite Things from The Sound of Music.
Oh, baby, I'm hot, just like an oven. I need some loving, and baby, I can't hold it much longer. It's getting stronger and stronger. When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing. Oh, baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind. Sexual healing, baby, is good for me. Sexual healing.
Thank you, teams. Well, this next round has a medical theme. The teams will assume the role of doctors and patients suffering from an imaginary medical condition, and you can be our first patients, Andy and Henning. The identity of your mystery medical condition is now being displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Andy and Henning think they're racehorses. Andy and Henning think they're racehorses.
Andy and Henning, you must outline your symptoms to doctors Vicky and Omid, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. Off you go.
Come in. How can we help you?
Well, I think the crux of our problem is we're both extremely well-bred from very pure stock, and that makes us quite sort of nervy and highly strung.
Which is why I just kicked your receptionist.
Yeah, sorry about that. She came up behind him. We don't like that. The truth is we've both grown up in a very toxic environment. I mean, we've both suffered.
Yeah, we've both been groomed from a very early age.
Yeah. Yeah. And our workplace environment is so hard. Oh, sorry. I've got a glimpse of a dog outside. We're very easily startled.
Which is why I just crept on your carpet.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so you can put it on your roses.
I don't like my work, but I'm saddled with it.
Yeah. And they bully us. There is always someone on your back.
Usually a little Irishman or... Or that Italian git, if you're good enough.
Yeah. They push us too hard. We're going to end up knackered.
Some days are horrible. I mean, take yesterday. Things were going terribly. I was having a mare.
Well, you were having lots of mares.
But someone left the gate open, so I thought...
And I keep getting flashbacks to Nam. Cheltenham. We just need help, Doctor.
That's right. I'll hope you'll be more sympathetic than the medical professionals that my brother saw. He turned up for his appointment with a twisted ankle and they shot him.
I think they think they're racehorses.
Very well done, yes. Exactly right. You're spot on. Okay, your turn to be the patients, Vicky and Omid, and the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board. Well, here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Vicky and Omid think they're sewage. Vicky and Omid think they're sewage.
All right, so when you're ready, off you go.
Okay, come in. What seems to be the problem?
I hope this works, doctors. I don't think I've been successfully treated before.
Yeah. I mean, we're really unhealthy, and people don't have a good word to say about us, do they?
Yeah, my eyesight's not what it was, and I've told I've got floaters.
Floaters. I just feel constantly drained. And the thing is, actually, I've just been dumped. In fact, quite twice in quick succession, in fact.
Yeah, me too. I've been pumped and dumped. At the moment, I've got no direction. I'm just sort of, you know, drifting and, you know, bobbing along.
I mean, I've actually been discharged from work. And it was quite a senior role. In fact, I've had quite a lot of big jobs over the years.
Yes, I was discharged too. I asked why. They said I was taking the piss.
It's making it much harder for us to enjoy our hobby. You know, we love wild swimming. In the country's many lovely seas and rivers.
Yeah, I get into the river whenever I can.
Yeah.
Even when it's raining, especially when it's raining.
I mean, other swimmers complain about us being there, but I think they just keep their mouths shut.
And do you think you're a sewage pipe?
Well, the next game is called Complete Children's Rhymes. I have before me a selection of genuine but incomplete children's rhymes, which I'd like you to finish off for me, okay? Vicky, you can start. Can you finish this off? Hot cross buns, hot cross buns.
Oh, I've sat on the barbecue again.
Here's one for you to finish on, Ed. Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on a Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. This is...
the Craig David song that never really took off.
One for you, Henning, now to finish. Georgie Porgy, pudding and pie, kissed the girls and made them cry.
When the boys became abusive, he kissed them too, for he's inclusive.
Good. Andy, can you complete this one, please? Here is the church and here is the steeple. Open the door.
And here's the new Wetherspoons.
How about this one, Vicky? There was a crooked man, and he walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence against a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat, which caught a crooked mouse, and they all...
lived together at number 10 Downing Street.
What about this one, Omid? There was a little girl, she had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good, but...
when she was Prime Minister, she was shit.
And another one for you, Henning. Can you complete this one? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
The wall's design was incorrect. So he won 10 grand with claims direct.
Well, here's some for any of you to have a go at, okay? Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, rich man, poor man, beggar man.
Token woman.
And how about this one? Can anyone finish this one? The grand old Duke of York, he had 10,000 men.
At a pizza party in Woking, and he never went there again.
All right, here's another one for some of you to finish off. Rock-a-bye baby on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
When the bow breaks, it'll all hit the deck, and that's going to show up on your DBS check.
And finally, can any of you finish this one off? Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to give her poor dog a bone.
But when she bent over, Rover came over and gave her a bone of his own.
The next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs, and it's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. You can start, Andy and Henning. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living.
And then you voted Brexit?
All my bags are packed and I'm ready to go.
Oh no, it's a text from British Airways.
War! Ah! Yeah! What is it good for?
I tell you, distracting voters from domestic problems.
It must have been lonely in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face.
Yeah, because you're so big and fat.
I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers.
And that's the problem with working from home.
I know it's I mean, why am I doing all the singing?
I would love to give it a go.
Okay.
Yeah, go on, Colin. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Okay, so that's why I'm doing all the singing.
Next one, Colin, quick.
My boy Lollipop.
That's a very demeaning nickname for a penis.
The dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17.
Yeah, but let's not keep Emily Maitlis waiting, Your Royal Highness.
Okay, your turn now, Vicky and Omid.
Well, I'm fine, thank you. You? I don't want to talk.
Fine, I don't want to listen.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
At last, a dandruff shampoo for the very hairy.
Well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down.
Swipe left. I heat up, I can't cool down.
I think that's the menopause.
Yes, it is!
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
Why, no, you're a kettle.
Working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you.
And now I'm working as a waiter.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
But I maintain no one briefed me that the letter, if not the spirit of the guidelines, was not being observed.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. There is just time to celebrate Ipswich's long history with a quick round of medieval songbook. Sven has a long association with the Horned Helmet, Sweden's premier Viking reenactment society, and thought he might have a crack at the top job after the retiring Viking chief announced he was open to offers from long-standing members. Chen says it was only after Eric Redbeard pulled out unexpectedly that he felt able to approach the boss and toss his own helmet in the ring. Is that the one Claire Balding sent in? Yeah, I thought so. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you, please, to suggest titles of songs likely to prove popular in medieval times. All right, you can start this one, Andy.
Cliff Richard classic. We're all going on a summer holy war.
Ahmed.
Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot plague sores.
Henning.
Walking on the beaches, connecting all the leeches.
Vicky.
You were working in a fortress in a chainmail bra when I met you.
Dusty Springfield classic. I don't know what to do with my surf.
Uptown Monk.
There's a hole in my becket, dear Liza, dear Liza.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. There you go.
Saxon.
I'll say it again. Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
She loves ye verily, verily, verily.
Lipstick on your cholera.
I'll be your long-haired leper from Liverpool.
Bring your daughter to the hang-drawn quarter.
Pauper don't preach.
That's why the lady is a witch.
Come on, baby, knight my friar.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the talentless tattooist of time omits to inquire exactly how many E's there are in eternity, and the pissed-off patron of posterity books himself into the 12-week laser course of calamity, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the teams, Sven, myself, and our audience here in Ipswich, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Andy Hamilton, Henning Bain, Vicky Pavadine, and Amit Jalili have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Tell setting some of them to music. The program consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Maysmith.